Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, welcome to Pint Size Distant Pod. Every Sunday, we're going to be bringing you something from the Distant Pod archives. We've gone back through all of the episodes of the Socially Distant Sports Bar so far, and we've found what we think are some of the funniest bits. So, if you like what you listen to over the next few minutes, then have a look on the episode description, because there'll be the episode number that this comes from in there, which means it makes your journey easier. You can then go off and listen to the whole episode either again or for the first time. If you're a new listener, this is quite a good way of getting into our archives. If you have been with us from episode one, it's a nice way of getting yourselves back into some of the old episodes as well. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this little snippet from the Socially Distant Sports Bar, our Distant Pod pint size episodes.
I don't think I've ever seen Rambo, actually. What? The film.
I haven't seen it for 20 odd years.
I don't think I've seen it. Can we do that? Can we get away with Rambo and Michael Owen's movie club?
Ooh.
Is it sport?
No. I mean, it's shooting, war sport. Shooting to sport,
isn't it? It's war sport.
It's war sport. Is sport war?
Yeah.
I mean, no is the answer to both those
That's
questions.
That's deep, isn't it?
Just because you say them in a philosophical way doesn't mean it's a relevant question.
Are water sports sport?
No. I'm not thinking those films.
It depends, doesn't it?
God, that'd be scripting the battle, wouldn't it?
Or just us watching porno.
Writing that up against tax. You're accounting the same. What's porn up for then?
What's this?
Oh, it's a sports podcast.
It's
I do.
Work, isn't it?
Sadly, I think there is probably a market as well. That's the thing. There is an audience for it.
I'm your man. I mean, if you want to host for that.
What? Us doing a podcast where we analyse.
But we end up talking about 442 and stuff, wouldn't we? That's the thing.
It does go the other way.
Socially Distant Sex Club.
Well, Kelly, leave the tea outside, babe. Thank you.
Document.
Research.
I'm doing it for the patrons.
It's not for me. I don't get any pleasure out of this. Anything is spoiled pornography
don't
for me.
Let the boner fool you.
The money's nice, but I've lost one of my favourite hobbies.
God, imagine that. There's a bit there where Ian Wright talks about the fact, right?
You all right? You're on a time delay.
Yeah, no, I'm buffering, hang on.
You're buffering for 35 minutes.
He says, because he didn't come through the academy system and he wasn't coached from a young age, quite rigidly,
yes.
That he just loved football, loved training, loved being.
Yeah.
Because it was always a joy to him. He never seemed like a binder. Some of those kids have been through it since, you know. And for me, imagine if someone just made you watch porno films at the age of 13 and you had to whack off like twice a day. Imagine getting tired of it.
I've got to be honest. I'm not sure what your point is.
I'm just saying
that he loves porn as much as Ian Wright
loves football. At the age of 22, you didn't think you were going to get to watch porn, did you?
I saw a mate of mine from school who said, don't give up on it, Babs. Do not give up on it.
One of your mates had a porn mag in school.
It's all right. It's all right for you, isn't it? You've had that since you were 16. I'm 22. I'm just looking at the K's catalogue.
Oh, brilliant. One finger in the camping equipment in case your mum walks in.
Masturbate, look at the camping equipment, Michael.
Just tell them I really want to go camping.
It's love camping, Mum.
I didn't like camping that much, Mike. Sorry, we've never been now.
We wasted all our money on hotels.
Bob! Bob! Mike loves camping. Bob! Oh, he's in the shower.
I just love all of the different sized tents. My worry is, what will he be like when he's in a real tent?
God,
and not when he's just looking at pictures of tents in the catalogue.
I'm not sharing with him. Let's get him his own tent, Bob.
Should we start with him camping in the back garden?
Have we told the story about the camping stove?
I don't know if I want to hear it.
This is funny.
Does it end in you ejaculating?
Well, it does actually, but...
Great. Great.
Yes, please.
Well, no, it does. It doesn't. It doesn't. But not through lack of trying. When I was living in Bath, I went out on the piss one Saturday. No, one Friday night I went out. And I forgot I had an eye test booked for the Saturday morning in the Boots in Bath, right?
Right.
Because I always wanted glasses. I thought they looked quite cool. But I never needed them, right? So I kept going for it. So I had an eye test booked in for the Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah.
Went on the piss Friday. Get to my eye test Saturday.
Yeah.
The optician was stunning. She was about 20 years of age, gorgeous. I'm still a bit tipsy from the night before, right?
Yeah, confident.
And she's got her eyes. I was taking it. I thought she was giving off signals. But what she was really trying to do was assess my eyesight.
She's really doing her job.
Yeah. But she was right. Like when they put that thing in your eye, and then they do that. They blow in your eye as well?
I don't think they blow. Isn't there like an air puff?
There's like a little, like a little thing.
It was blowing. Like, yeah,
essentially foreplay, isn't it? Let's be honest.
Yeah, okay.
So we get chatting anyway, doing the assessment, and then
he asks you to marry you.
is she asking you what letter you can read? No, and you're wanting to have sex with her.
That wasn't chatting.
That's not chatting.
Can you read the top line? I know you're... top line, my ass.
Speaking my language.
No, so she was very attractive. She was very close to me. So I was still a bit tipsy, is the point, right? And I was in my pump at the time. Should we get chatting? And I said, so what are you up to this weekend?
You show her the remote control.
Do it anything.
Right the way up to there it went.
What are you scratching the nail file for? I wonder. Why didn't you measure that scratch? And tell me what you think it's for. No, I was being very polite, very nice. And I saw we're up to this weekend. She said, I think we're going camping. I said, with friends of yours? Or with with my boyfriend. I said, oh, that'd be nice for you.
No, that's devastating
for
me.
I said, looking forward to you. No, not really, I don't really like camping.
Or my boyfriend.
I said, oh, there we go. She said, oh, another weekend of cold beans. Not very romantic, is it? I said, well, I'm sure you'll have a nice time. So anyway, I didn't need glasses, right? So I saved myself the money that I thought I was going to spend on glasses. I walk out of there, now about two doors down from Boots on Bath High Street is Millett's camping store, right?
Oh my God. He's
I went straight, I walked in there, right?
Yes.
What a fucking weirdo, man.
He's a serial killer.
I bought a fucking camping stove and gas, right?
And gas!
Like a nice one as well, not like a shitty one, like a disposable one. No, but the small like camping gas cylinders and a camping gas stove.
Rolling in an 8 kilogram caligas.
And like one of those collapsible nice saucepans you take camping, right? And then I went to the card shop down the road and bought a card.
Oh, God.
And then I wrote a card saying, couldn't bear to think of you eating cold beans.
Oh, my God. I want to die for you.
We compared,
compared to thinking we'd eat cold beans.
How drunk were you?
Have a lovely time. And the mic on the end of it, right? I fucking took it back. I fucking walk into Boots, bold as brass, with a fucking cap and stuff. And a she had the next door cunt in. I just sawed her in there. With a fucking, a come here the look, and leave a fucking stove, a fucking stove. Oh fucking Casanova!
Oh my god! Oh, god. You mad cunt! What?
I just remember that. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God, Bennett.
We've done almost 40 podcasts.
How is that not the first thing
How
you ever told me?
How is that not mentioned in episode one?
Couldn't bear to think you were going to drop.
Sheer. Jesus Christ.
Oh my god.
You what terrified a young woman.
What was she a thought?
Oh my god.
What did you think?
Oh my good god.
Oh, are you still enjoying the Boots? Yeah. The general public from, are quite weird.
Do you remember me from 45 minutes ago?
Perfect eyesight. Slight smell of booze.
Oh my god.
Does Kelly know that?
It was Kelly.
Hope you enjoyed that little extract from our archives of the Socially Distant Sports Bar. We will have another one of these pint-sized distant pods for you next Sunday. What you can do now is scroll through the episode description, find the episode that was from, and disappear off into our archives. Get yourself off on a journey around the Socially Distant Sports Bar.